Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Welcome to Enlightening Entertainment, noble viewers. Today we travel to the town of Lismore in New South Wales, Australia, to visit with Mr. Darcy Goodwin, a multi-award-winning humanitarian. He is the founder of Five Loaves Mobile Soup Kitchen, which provides nutritious food to local families in need. It makes its distinction by being the only mobile operation of its kind in the country. Serving only delicious vegetarian food puts five loaves in a class all by itself. Mr. Goodwin's motto, sharing is caring, is proudly written on the van.
Could you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind why you started such a service to the community?
Well, I spent my early life in church administration and programs of this nature. The good Lord took me and put five loaves in my hand and said, on with the job. So out there we go and we start to meet people in the beautiful little town of Nimbin 20 years ago. We're just right on the border line of 21, and I'll soon be 21 years of age. On the highway. It's been a pleasure, a real pleasure.
As a child, Mr. Goodwin's parents instilled in him the importance of having compassion and kindness. When he was 11 years old, his father took him on a 28-mile bicycle ride to help a family in need. This lesson of assisting others made a deep impression on the young Darcy and fostered his altruistic heart. He recognizes that the rewards he receives from selfless service are immeasurable.
I don't turn anyone away. I'm involved in helping that very deserving case to establish themselves so that they can get on with life and enjoy it to the full. And there I had a man last night. He's been supporting me. He's a cleaner in one of the big supermarkets. He keeps putting money in my pocket. He's a worker, but he's a total inspiration. And he shakes hands every week with something like $40 or $50 in the pocket. Am I rich, increased with goods? No, I'm rich and increased with people's support. And you can't buy it. And what am I doing it for? Because they need it. And they need compassion.
In carrying out his vision to serve others, Mr. Goodwin also applies his noble principles of kindness for all by preparing hot vegetarian meals for the community. For a mobile soup kitchen that serves people of all backgrounds, providing animal-free meals is also a practical and considerate decision.
Uh, a vegetarian diet, or even into the area of a vegan, and it's a natural diet to the community, and it goes across better than another diet on the table. You see, everyone can enjoy a vegetarian meal, but if you've got a mixture on the table, you've got those that know, oh, that's got meat in it. No, forget it. No, we don't have any trouble. The vegetarian diet is the most sensible and effective, and it reaches everyone's need. They make their own sandwich, they get their own cup of soup, and whatever's there is vegetarian.
Each week, Mr. Goodwin feeds between 400 to 800 in the Northern Rivers area. The recipients fully appreciate the service Five Loaves provides and Mr. Goodwin's consideration for their needs.
To allow them to serve themselves, this creates an interest for them. They naturally choose what they would like from the food on the table. Therefore, it eventually means no waste, and they become very, very clean and tidy, another important factor. A vegetarian meal satisfies everyone. They are happy with it. Be sympathetic to those that you try to help, and believe that they are genuine.
To fund his non-profit venture, Mr. Goodwin sold off his properties through the years and now lives in a caravan with his wife. Leading a humble lifestyle himself, he strives to provide not only food but physical comforts for families in need. In addition to the homeless, Mr. Goodwin also helps struggling university students and low-income families.
We spend 6 days and 6 nights. The days are mainly taken up with the preparation for the nights, plus we do handle furniture and clothing, blankets, for those that have a genuine need. And they are not hard to find, and they are beautiful people. Whenever we are able to make contact, we meet the most beautiful people struggling along because of difficulties. Five Loaves has taken on the responsibility with pleasure, and the pleasures never end.
When we return, our show continues on the Shining World Compassion recipient, Mr. Darcy Goodwin. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Well, it's engendered something in my own life, is to reach out for people, irrespective of what class they're in. It has caused me to move straight in and help these people. These people are beautiful. All they need is a loaf of bread or five loaves to turn up, and action begins. Compassion is one of the most important things. It's not money. It's there for them. And that's what they appreciate, and that's how they respond. And they're very beautiful. I cannot express enough how beautiful these people really are.
Welcome back, gracious viewers, to today's feature on Mr. Darcy Goodwin, a Shining World Compassion Award recipient. 20 years ago, Mr. Goodwin began Five Loaves, a mobile soup kitchen that provides hot vegetarian meals free of charge to the less fortunate in its local community in New South Wales, Australia. These days, with 3 vans delivering the food each week, Mr. Goodwin is assisted by wonderful and dedicated volunteers. The recipients of Five Loaves are not only its beneficiaries, but its workers as well.
And those people, young people that are helping me, driving some of the vehicles, these people have been involved in the law before and in trouble. Today, no trouble at all. They're out there helping in every way possible, even helping to build, replace and do whatever's needed in the community. Today, they're fulfilling their responsibility to the community, and this in itself, I think, is one of the most important reactions, and there they are enjoying what they do. That is something special. They alone.
Mr. Goodwin has received numerous accolades for his benevolence and assistance to fellow humans. His achievements include the Australia Day Award for Community Services in 1998, Australia Day Award for Citizen of the Year in 2001, and Centenary Award in 2003. The media has also covered Mr. Goodwin's remarkable story and philanthropic works, calling him Lismore's living legend. Yet, through all the recognition, Mr. Goodwin maintains his humble nature.
These people are human beings that need help. And to help them get a roof over their head or get them something to establish their being, you know, their thinking, it's a great honor that you can stabilize a family and get them out in the field to do things that they would like to do. We might have been wealthy with property and houses. No. We're more wealthy now because what we have today you cannot buy. You can only earn it. And so we've invested extremely well and have need of nothing because he alone has guided the ship. And we haven't cast the anchor yet. We're still sailing to find this needy people.
One article in particular noted Mr. Goodwin's more recent honour, the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. The author wrote, "His service to the local community was applauded by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, a humanitarian organisation based in the United States. Darcy received a certificate, a personally signed letter, and a $2,000 cheque from the Supreme Master Ching Hai. In her letter to Darcy, she wrote, "For your warm-hearted love and concern for the needy, for your empathetic and gracious commitment to the care of others, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Mr. Darcy Goodwin, humanitarian extraordinaire."
It's been presented to you, Mr. Darcy Goodwin, in recognition of boundless humanitarian service and selfless dedication, providing care and comfort to people in need, uplifting spirits, and awakening compassion within others. With compliments and gratitude for your unconditional love and noble example of kindness. Presented by the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you. It's my honour and what a privilege, what a pleasure. It's recognition at a very high level. This is something special, and the public think it's absolutely unsurpassed. What I gave away would never buy the honour that we have today, and that's not why I'm on the highway. It's to meet people that have a need. I am honoured, but I'm there, and that's the important fact. I'm there for them. I'm certainly very, very pleased to think that another organisation in another country has presented something for the recognition of the services providing for people that have a need. And I know that this organisation is very active right round the world field. And I'm very proud to be that part of that system and to be recognised with an honour of this sort. That's very special, and I'm very pleased to think that they have written their own personal feelings relevant to the system under which we operate. And their support financial was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Mr. Goodwin expressed his thoughts of appreciation towards Supreme Master Ching Hai for recognising him with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with the $2,000 US financial assistance for the maintenance of his vehicle.
And what an honour and a privilege it is for me today to have something like this recorded to go around the globe. To him, I must say, be the glory. To him, be the praise. He is the one. This is the highest award one could receive, and from someone in another country. It can't be equaled. I show it off everywhere, it doesn't matter where I go. People are very, very appreciative, very much intrigued with such an award. It's outstanding. Its words of expression tell that they are genuinely appreciative of what they have seen, and I'm glad I can provide a vegetarian meal satisfying the people rather than a mixture. I can't help but love those people. Yeah. That's it. I love them. Like I love you people for what you do. And that's important.
Mr. Darcy Goodwin is truly a man of deep humility and compassion. Through his assistance, thousands of people have found greater comfort and happiness in their lives. We thank you, Mr. Goodwin, for your selfless service to fellow brethren in need. May God continue to grace your life with health and joy for many more years to come. It was a pleasure, inspiring viewers, to have your company for today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television. May all find kindness and hope as gifts of sustenance in our lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.